Hey y'all, welcome back, God's beautiful people, to A Purpose Walk with me, Deandra. So you guys, last week we've been talking about transition and how transition does happen in our lives at different points in our lives, but how do we handle it? How do we seek God through these things? And, you know, I was very transparent with you as far as like losing Uber, losing Lyft, and how I had to get thrusted into the purpose that God has given me. But the common theme with all of that was disobedience, right? So today we're going to be talking about being obedient. We got to be obedient, y'all. As I told you guys, once I decided to leave my mama's house, go out and be in this big world all by myself, I said, you know what? I'm going to do things my way and my way only. During this time, I stepped away from God. I stepped away from my mother's care. I stepped away from the safety net that I had and decided to do things on my own. And I vowed to myself that, you know what? I'm going to do things my way and my way only moving forward. Which could have been one of the most harmful things that I have done in my life, because it sent me down this road of destruction, literally. But I give God the honor and the glory, because I literally learned a lot during that time, and it made me who I am today. So over the years of living this life, deciding I'm going to do things my own way, when I finally decided to start walking with Christ, it was no different. I was still trying to do things in my own way, but at the same time trying to involve God. So like, how do I do that? How do we do that? It's just taking a step at a time, because, you know, when you decide to walk with Christ, now you have to allow Him to come in and change you a little bit, make you better. And it's a struggle, because that flesh of yours is like, I don't want to go. I like it here. But your spirit at the same time is like, girl, come on. God, come on. We got to get this together, you know? And finally, I'm at tug of war between myself and the Holy Spirit. So, as I share with you guys, Uber and Lyft was a prime example of being disobedient. God tells me one thing, and in that moment I'm like, yes Lord, I'm gonna do whatever you tell me to do. And then throughout the process, I started doing my own things, because my mind wasn't completely transformed yet. So because of that, now I'm out here getting forced to do the thing that He told me to do, because if He didn't make me do it, then where would I be? I don't know. I wouldn't be where I am right now. Sure, probably that's why it took me so long to get myself together. Yeah, I just had a moment. Like, yeah. The reason why it took me so long to even get to this space where I'm at today is because of disobedience. And I always had the heart to do what God wanted me to do, but then at the same time, it's like, come on, I want to be outside. I know somebody that's listening and watching can definitely relate, you know, like just wanting to do the things that you're used to, which is of the world, because that flesh desires and loves that, but then at the same time, you know, you want to do things for Christ, so you're like in this little tug of war with your spirit and your flesh. But if you know that Jesus has done so much for you, and how much He's even sacrificed for you, and how He's made a way, and all these different things, how He loves you, like just all the great things that He does for us, why wouldn't you want to be obedient? But at the same time, it's hard. Very hard. So I lived a life of disobedience for a very long time. And it was like, girl, when are you going to get it? I'm pretty sure my friends was like, okay, at some point she's going to get it. But I'm going to keep praying for her. I'm going to keep walking her through. Y'all have no idea how many times they had to walk with me through the same thing. Over and over and over. Oh, see, I just thank God for my friends because they were the community that loves the Lord, this particular set of friends, and they held me accountable. They were discipling me during that time. And mind you, you know, I was going to church and everything, but I wasn't in like a disciple group. So due to that, God placed me with God-centered friends that will help me on my journey. And I thank God for them because when I tell y'all, they wasn't playing, okay? They would always pick up something and let me know. Like, oh, so it looks like you're still dealing with, I don't know, lust. Let's say lust. You know, how do you handle this? You know, when you feel the urge, like, what are you doing? And then give me tips on how to handle it. And y'all was a battle because I told y'all before in sexual immorality that there, the back and forth, you know, like I'll be good. Like, yes, Lord, I'm living for you. And then I'll slip right back into sin. So it's like, at some point, she's going to get it. They were so patient with me. I thank God for them because, child. That's all I can say on that, you know. But now, even recently, God is still trying to refine me in obedience. So once I begin to give my complete surrenderance to Him, it's like, okay, well, we still have a little bit more work to do because I went through all of these years of purging, you know, a lot of the negative things about myself that God highlighted, whether to me directly or through my friends or just through people in general. And, you know, one little note that I would like to add, if someone tells you something about yourself, always go to the Lord and pray about it because sometimes people's motives are not where they need to be. Okay? So when they check you something about yourself, they can have their own selfish motives on why they're telling you this and for whatever reason, right? For their own personal gain or etc. But, you know, just always pray about it. And then allow the Holy Spirit to convict you in that area, whether if it was right or not. Let Him let you know. So if that's something that you can work on, don't always trust somebody's word. You know what I mean? And this goes for prophetic words and everything, right? Even pastor sermons that you listen to or people that you listen to, test the spirit. The Bible talks about that. Test the spirit. You know what? Let me find that scripture. Okay, so in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Y'all, it's the first scripture. It says, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see if they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Many. Hold on, let me read a little bit more. So, second verse. "This is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. The spirit is from the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming. Even now, it is already in the world." Period. Yeah, I told y'all, the Bible literally has everything. Literally everything in it to let you know, like, about everything. Just be careful when it comes to listening to certain people, please, because the enemy, the devil, is very cunning and very persuasive, and it will sound good, but it's not good, and you could feel it, you know, I hope. So just ask the Holy Spirit to guide you on what you're listening to. So yeah, you know, I thank God that they were sound, you know, and a lot of times that God had already convicted me about something, and it was just confirmation when they would come to me, like, hey, you know, like, oh, I remember my one friend, she was like, sis, like, God has shown me that you have been dealing with deception. And I spent like a very long time in prayer about it, you know, because I wanted to make sure that one, it was right, but then two, I wanted to really hear from the Lord and what he wanted me to tell you about this. And she wrote it down and really shared it with me. And I had to sit and process it because I really felt also that something was wrong. I just didn't have language to it. So with her coming to me with this, I'm like, okay, Lord, like, is this something that, you know, that I'm dealing with? And yeah, it was. It was, you know. So in that moment, now I'm trying to be obedient and, okay, so God, how do I deal with this, right? And I believe, I can't remember, but I believe, like, he gave her some steps in how to deal with this as well. But, you know, essentially, I have lived a life of disobedience. So now, as I told y'all, I am in Joshua as we speak, like, the book in the Bible. And I've been reading it. I just got to chapter 6. And remember I told y'all about Rahab. And Rahab was a prostitute. You know, it sucks. Because at this point, they kept just acknowledging that she was a prostitute. You know, like, I'll come back to that. So, literally, anything that God asked Joshua to do, he never questioned it. He never said anything. My man just went and did it, like, right away. And then the cool thing about it was when he would tell the Israelite people, they would just follow too. And backstory, Joshua was with Moses once he led the people out of Egypt, okay? And God basically was like, okay, well, for your disobedience, Moses, you can't enter into the promised land, but the people behind you will. And even the people that are here now, they ain't going either. But their kids and their kids' kids will. So Joshua was chosen to lead the people into, you know, to the promised land. And I told y'all, like, how, you know, they had been in the desert for, I think it was 40 years, that now they had to wait until the last person of the people who were the older generation die off before they can even go in. But the story is just quite interesting. So that's why I just kind of went into that. My bad. But, you know, now Joshua is going into the land, or about to, and he sent two spies in to see what's up, you know. And Rahab, the prostitute, she let them stay there. And she hid them when they came looking, like her people came looking. And she was like, listen, I heard about your God and what he's done for your people. Like, I'm scared. And I believe him. So because of that, they said, you know what, because you've done such a great thing for me, when we get ready to come back, throw this rope out the window. And I got you. Like, you and your family, whoever in the house, they gotta be in your house though. We got y'all. Y'all gonna be taken care of. But, you know, just reading this story, I'm like, dang, God. Like, I'm literally in prayer. Like, God, you know what? Like, Joshua was so obedient. I wanna be like Joshua, you know? Like, I just wanna be the obedient to the point that when you say something, I just move. Period. You know, because I have lived this life of disobedience for so long, I don't want to question or do anything, but I do want to make sure I'm here for you. And I'm going to tell you about that too, because that's funny. But I have this thing that when I hear something for God from me, and it's something that I don't necessarily want to do, I'd be like, God, can you, like, repeat it? Can I get confirmation to make sure I heard you right? No, and I heard that man right. So that's just something I'm working on dealing with. because like I said, I just want to be obedient to God. So I'm in a surrendered place here, you know, and I'm like, God, whatever you want me to do, I got you. And I mean it. But now I got to be obedient, like, swiftly. So yeah, you know, I'm like, I want to be like Joshua. And I told you about the transition that I'm in currently. It's something that God has allowed me to step into, but I wasn't quite ready to share yet. So as I get ready for this thing, I'm like, after reading Joshua, God, I'm before I go eat, mind you, I'm literally about to go and make myself some breakfast. And I'm like, you know, is there anything I should do in preparation for this, you know, thing that you're calling me to? Yeah, he told me to fast. And fasting is not something that I like to do. I struggle with it a little bit. I like to eat. It is what it is. I feel like I'm dying because I haven't eaten. But, you know, there's different kinds of fasts. So I'm like, okay, did I hear you right? What'd you say? And he said, I said to fast. So then I'm thinking, I'm like, well, the thing is tomorrow. So that means I gotta fast right now? Right now? Oh, okay. All right. How do you want me to fast? And he said, no food. All day. What? Yo, when I said, I was like, okay. And I had to get myself together in that quick moment because I don't have time. Typically, when you get ready to fast, you know, you want to prepare. So me, my preparation is when I know how my meals is going to turn out to be. What I'm going to eat, how I'm going to eat, during what times, you know, all the logistics of it. And also, I will eat things that I've been craving beforehand, so I'm not craving it during. Because, you know, the purpose of the fast is to kill your flesh, right? Yeah, I ain't had no time at all. No time. So I literally, like, stopped praying. Thank you, Lord. And now I'm fasting. I told you I was just about to go make breakfast. So now I'm going from not about to eat breakfast to I'm done. Like, I can't have nothing to eat at all. I didn't complain. Praise God. Because I'm working on that. But at the same time, it was like testing, right? Because it's like, okay, you say you want to, like, this ain't the first time you told me this, by the way. Like, throughout reading Joshua, you're like, you know what, I want to be obedient like Joshua, like, be able to do what you said when you say it right immediately, you know, right now. And now here's the test. Okay, you said how you want to prepare, fast right now. So, you know, I made it through the whole day, y'all. I made it through the whole day without eating. All I was surviving on was water, well, cucumber water, and a half a refresher from Dunkin'. If you know, you know. So, I was so proud of myself for being obedient in that moment, especially living a lifestyle of disobedience, because, you know, sometimes when God wants us to move and do things, it's not a feel good. It's not something that you truly desire, or it's not something that's necessarily ideal that, you know, you may want to do. Trust me, I know, because I said the thing that I'm stepping into is the thing that I said that I would never do, but I'm being obedient because, you know, just like it was said in the scripture, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Like, he knows what's best for you. Did I know he was going to set me up like he is? No. But it's so good that I never even, y'all, went from the time that I even started this journey, I never would have thought that this would be the outcome. I can't wait to share with y'all. But this was because of my obedience, you know, and even in my times of disobedience, of me trying to willing, or just me being willing to be obedient, like, Lord, I want to change. I don't want to keep doing this. I don't want to keep disappointing you. I want the things that you have for me. I want to do the things that you want me to do. Help me. You know, how do I move forward? But yeah, think about it. Really, like, what is something that God has highlighted in your life that you're not doing right now? And whatever the part of you that's stopping you from doing it, or whatever what others may think that's stopping you from doing it, don't allow those things to keep you from your blessings, okay? Because God knows what's best. So just step into that thing. And if you're unsure about this, just ask Him. It's simple. Just ask. Seek and you find. Ask and it shall be given. This is scripture. He will give you confirmation, like, yes, this is the thing that I'm calling you to. Y'all, I can't wait to tell y'all. I can't wait to tell y'all. Oh my gosh. But okay, so there's this scripture that I thought about. Because I only got one, okay? I don't know too many scriptures about obedience or disobedience. I know I lived it. But this one scripture did kind of come to mind to me. I was like, okay, I'm familiar with this one. So I'm going to read that. And it's coming from 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. And it says, "Then Samuel said, 'Does the Lord take pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? Look, to obey is better than sacrifice. To pay attention is better than the fat of rams.'" Now, I don't know about the fat of rams, okay? I don't know what that means. I can look it up, you know, for clarification. That's something to do when you don't understand scripture. I look up commentary in the Enduring Word app. I'm not being sponsored, but I'm just letting you know because it's a good tool and reference to use. But he said, "Does the Lord rather you give Him things, you know, or is it better to just obey?" Right? That's what he's saying in the first part. Because it is better to obey than to sacrifice. So what are you sacrificing right now than being obedient? Come on. Again, that's 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 1. Y'all, just walk in it, please. Save yourself the hurt, the tears, all the things, because God told me some multiple times not to do it. I did it anyway, and I got hurt every single time. And the devil was just laughing. See how you don't listen? This is what I knew it was gonna happen. I knew it was gonna happen that way. I wanted it to happen that way. Look at your child. She don't listen to you. You know, like, now he can kick rocks. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm out here doing the things of the Lord. He gets no glory around here. You know? So, if I can encourage you through all of that was said today, and in other episodes, you could see disobedience throughout my whole life. Okay? From, well, adulthood. I was a pretty obedient kid growing up. I ain't gonna hold you. I did have to sneak around and do a couple of things. So that part was disobedience, because my mom was a little strict. I did tell her about that. But for the most part, this happened into my adulthood. So I just want to encourage you, you know, to just really be obedient in the things of God. Whatever He's calling you to, trust me, He's not trying to harm you. It may not make sense in the moment, and it may make sense in the moment, but just do it. Just do it. What movie was that from? Do it. You can do it. Because you can. And wherever you are weak in, He is made strength for you. He has it for you. So, come on, let's get it, y'all. You know, no, we're done with the disobedience, especially when it comes to God. And learning with things with God has helped me to be better in the things of the world. You know, the leadership opportunities, the spaces where, you know, I had to even, before even leading, that I had to just, you know, serve in, which allowed me to eventually become a leader. Let's continue to learn and grow with God and in God. And like, He got you. He really do. I can't say that enough, and I might say it again because I mean it. He got you, all right? So, you know how I do. I'm gonna pray for you. Why gotta be so silly like this sometimes? It's me. I hope you guys are enjoying my podcast. All right. So, Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your children, that they are stepping into a season, into a lifestyle of obedience, because You said in Your word, is it better than to be obedient than to sacrifice? And I know that You don't want us to have to sacrifice anything, because You had given us the ultimate sacrifice, which was Jesus. And He has died and given everything, the sin. He has taken on the burden of everything that we could ever have imagined to deal with. And He took it on the cross. And then He rose on the third day. Come on, He is alive. So I thank You, Father, that You have given us the ultimate sacrifice, so we don't have to keep sacrificing now. So I pray that as they continue to learn more about their purpose and the plans that You have for them, even as it says in Your word, that because You know the plans that You have for them. So I thank You, Lord, that You will make these plans clear for them. And even if it's not clear, that they will still walk in obedience. We thank You for an obedient lifestyle. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. So you know how I do. I'm going to see you here every Thursday, so make sure you lock in. So I mean, subscribe, download, share, tell people about what we got going on in here. I'm telling all my life. But how God gets the glory in every bit of it, even when I didn't see it then. All right? So I hope to see you again. And I love you. All right? Talk to you later. Peace.